Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Tally.
We are, Tally, you're kind of filling in for Brian and Stephanie, who are off at some Liberty Festival that I really should get the name of.
I'm doing the best I can. I believe they're in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think it's called the Midwest Liberty Festival or something like that. I don't know the name of it entirely, if you'll pardon me. So anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. We've been talking about Adam Kokesh and his controversial video where he loads three or four shotgun shells into what appears to be a Mossberg 500 and cocks it right in front of the Washington Memorial, or so it seems. We spoke to him on this show. He said it wasn't a green screen, so I got the impression that it was early in the morning when it was done, and it's just a video, right?
I didn't see the Washington Memorial. I think it was in Freedom Plaza in D.C.
Freedom Plaza? Okay. I'm sorry. They all look the same to me. So maybe I got the place wrong. Anyway, I've been taking your calls on it. Let's talk to Ethan, calling in from California. Ethan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Peace. I just wanted to say a couple of things of ways to view revolution.
Okay. Because, by the way, just to put this in perspective, Adam Kokesh advocated in that video for the last American Revolution.
And to compare, say that picture or, excuse me, video, that image is a drastic one just because there is a tool that's used for violence involved. But compare it to the picture of Malcolm X that, you know, was on Time, you know, the real famous one. He has the rifle.
Uh-huh.
Malcolm X never shot anybody. Malcolm X never committed any violent act whatsoever in all of his activism. He only said, I will protect people being beat up. If they're being beat up by people with uniforms on, I'll protect them nonetheless. So
and
really,
Once Malcolm X left the Nation of Islam, I believe, he took a more peaceful approach. And so that... the arming up might have been more of the their approach than his, and he was certainly more peaceful before he was assassinated. At least,
right, and even there, you're right. The NOI, the Nation of Islam, had, and maybe still has, and probably it's an institution, and so like it has a lot of. It's come out. They are, you know, just as corrupt as anything, but. Just that depiction of Malcolm X being a violent one to point to him being violent, he never did anything violent, you know? And so neither did Adam, is one thing I want to say. But revolution, it doesn't have anything violent in that definition either. So a revolution is literally, can be compared to the revolution of the earth around the sun, right? It's a turn, it's a change. A revolution, that's why they had to
It's
have,
not a change, it's the same thing. Right?
Well, you know, I was going to say, in a lot of ways, yeah, it would be revolving back, right? Or revolving into something else, yeah. So it would be...
Or literally from its Latin roots, a turn around.
Exactly. And so what I was going to say, we think of our modernization and institutionalization as we're taught to think that it's like supreme progress, right? But actually, we need to turn around back to more... What I think of as Native American exceptionalism is Native American ideas. And so, for instance, that's one way of looking at a revolution. Like, we could turn around, turn back, revolve back into more simplistic ideas instead of this war.
I think it can be used in that terminology. For instance, if one looks at the English Revolution, in the English Revolution, it was a revolution of ideas. You saw the collapsing of the power around the state as far as religion went, and that power being built up in that area. However, I would rebut your statement by saying that he didn't just reference a revolution, he referenced the American Revolution.
And the final one. No more revolutions after
right,
that
and
one.
I wasn't trying to demonstrate that specific, okay. more so the general.
So I kind of agree, like it's, you know, I think that Adam Kokesh danced as close to the line as he can dance without going over,
laws,
in my
law,
opinion.
You know, institutions, like, another thing I wanted to touch on is the idea of patriot. the way I look at it is not necessarily signing up for the military or taking some kind of action where you deserve a medal. It's relative to information, right? So
yeah.
So idiots kind of don't look at the world. Let me rephrase that. Like, the way to look at patriots is kind of not just with that one term in mind, is maybe step back and see what are other people doing, right? And so to reference patriotism, maybe with what I do is elitism and idiocy and zealotry, because those are kind of like the political ways that people end up thinking, and sharing information, being an activist and saying, well, this is what this institution is doing, and it looks like they're lying, for instance, what Adam did with the show, is kind of a patriotic act, you know?
Patriotism is love of country. I mean, I don't know if Adam's motivation for doing anything is for his country.
If you take that love of country, what is this country about? The First Amendment. And what is the First Amendment about? Okay, so it's about actually to develop a culture, a collective, or to develop an individual, you use the First Amendment. And so,
love of country. But is it being used?
So, Ethan, let me jump in on this one, if I could. Ethan, I understand the terminology that people use when they use the term patriot. I find it to be
dirty. I think most people are referring to jingoes. What I'm referring to is different.
I understand.
Is love of country, specifically what you just said, the definition.
I got you.
Love of country through the First Amendment.
What is the country, then?
Well, it's a collective. What I look at it as locals, liberty, and location. That's what I look at.
That's what you look at it as, but other people look at it as other things, and the country is very easily equated.
In a lot of different ways, so I'm telling you.
Right, that's the problem I have with the word patriotism. Let's use a word that works. Let's use love of liberty instead of the term patriot. I just don't like that term. It makes me feel dirty. The idea of standing up, putting your hand over your heart, and worshiping some red, white, and blue piece of fabric makes me nuts.
They put the phrase on us. They made it into an institutionalized thing.
No. I think the problem is...
A love of country means love of the First Amendment, first and foremost. And so
I think a lot of people are playing around with the words. I think we know what the country is doing. We can read the newspaper and see what it's doing. Do you love that? I answer that with, no, I don't love what the quote-unquote country is doing in my name.
Rhetoric,
so I don't feel very patriotic.
Of course I agree with you. What I was just saying is a way to understand the idea of patriotism in a proper sense, not just in the jingoistic, institutionalized sense that I hate just as much as you do.
But the definition is the love and devotion to one's own country.
That's right. And so what is the United States about as in principle? What is the United States about?
They torture people. They held Bradley Manning in solitary confinement for a couple of years.
Well,
a lot of people with that flag on their
shoulder. You
want to
make it about the First Amendment, and that's a very short part of a very long constitution, a constitution that was intended.
No, actually, what I was trying to say is that the behavior you're talking about is what I call elitist. I was trying to call and say right on for this
right.
What you're talking about. So I don't know why you're disagreeing.
I got you. It's a parsing of terms and
there you go. So let me finish my explanation. So if you look at patriot in reference to sharing information develops the collective, right? What do idiots do? Idiots ignore the information. They let things like the torture and the diabolical things that institutions do go on because they have their head in the sand. Zealots, and I'll try to make this quick. Zealots have this ideal in mind. They refuse new information, so they have this old perspective that the United States is great because they're not paying attention to the news, for instance. And elitists are the ones which you gentlemen and I like to think myself try to counter with our information. Elitists hold information to an oligarchical group to basically enslave the idiots and the zealots.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I like what he says. I think it's important to speak truth to power, but in speaking truth to power, one must use one's terms properly. In the Liberty Movement, there's a lot of people who use a lot of different terms, and I guess some of them make me uncomfortable. 855-450-FREE.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about Adam Kokesh and his activism this evening and, you know, very, very interesting stuff. You can talk about that or anything else by calling in at 855-450-FREE. It's Mark.
And Tally.
So we have an advertiser on the show, a sponsor of the show, that I'm very excited about. It's Squarespace.com. Squarespace makes it so that you can have a top-level, sharp-looking website for a very, very low price. You could actually go there and build the start the trial with no credit card. You don't have to have a credit card. You don't need to put a credit card on file to start their trial. You just make a website, start building your website, whatever you want to do. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, you use coupon code FTL8, and you'll get 10% off your order. And it, of course, obviously Squarespace will know that you're, an FTL subscriber, and you're subscribing from FTL. And they've been great to Free Talk Live. They support what we do here, and I'm really excited about it. They've got everything you need to create an exceptional website, and including 24-hour support. It's easy. I'm working on one right now, and I'm telling you, it's easy. It's design-focused, beautiful, connected accounts, responsive design, and you can do like shopping carts there. So it's squarespace.com, coupon code FTL8. I'm going to go to Skype here and see if I can pull this off. Bringing on Frode.
Frode. Hello, guys.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. It's in the middle of the night here in Norway. It's 4:30 in the night, and I'm calling in about revolution.
All right. So lots of people have been talking about revolution, this term. What's it mean to you?
Well, I'm asking you, what is the definition of a revolution?
Well, I would say that revolution means to, it's partially the term revolve is involved there, or revolt. So, there's certainly a possibility of having a nonviolent revolution.
So here's a definition that I just pulled up, which is a forcible overthrow of a government or social order for a new system.
Usually the first definition is the most understood definition.
But I'm thinking maybe what would be the last revolution that actually worked?
It would probably be a nonviolent one. It'd be in my opinion.
Well,
where would be the last example you saw this revolution? Would that go back to the Civil War or what?
I'm sorry, what's the last revolution in the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a very interesting question. How successful? when you look historically, a revolt is unsuccessful. A revolution is successful. So I would say the last revolution in the United States was the American Revolution, by sort of standard definitions. And now, there have been lots of revolts. And, from Wounded Knee, obviously the Civil War, there have been slave uprisings, so the revolts have existed. There have been white supremacist uprisings against blacks. There have been all kinds of revolts in the United States. But one revolution.
And the government that was established after that American Revolution, the first one, cracked down on all these revolts and hasn't allowed any since.
But how can we say that we are in the age of revolution?
I don't say that I'm part of any revolution because I don't believe in the use.
I don't like the term. Yeah, I don't like the term. I think it connotates violence. I prefer.
What would you use other than revolution then? Word would you?
Early on, Ian and I have been. We've come up with this term. We decided we didn't like revolution for a long time. We use the term evolution. Looking for a new evolution. I'm looking for something different.
Yeah, peaceful evolution. I like it.
But how would it actually work now? Because
who knows?
There's so many different people that has different ideas, and kind of a revolution or evolution.
Okay, so people have different ideas. I'm sure that you don't mean that we need revolution to force ideas on these people, right? I mean, I think persuasion, I think talking about peace, making that more of a focus and getting people to not harm one another is a good idea. And war is not going to create more peace. Do we still have a caller?
I don't know. I was kind of waiting for something there. It looks the little number's still counting down, but I think we can continue talking about this issue. Thanks for the call, Frode. Yeah, the reason that we just choose not to use the term revolution at all on this show is, and this is a revolutionary show. This show is different than you're going to hear on talk radio anywhere. We're willing to talk to people unscreened about these kind of issues. You're not going to get this on any other talk show out there.
You know,
the reason I don't like the term revolution is because it connotates violence. I'm looking for something different. What I'm looking for is to find more freedom in my life. Mm-hmm. I think it's futile to attempt to try to force freedom on people who don't want it or on people who don't understand it.
What does that even mean? I mean, what is going to be achieved by, you know, armed marching on Washington, D.C.? I like what the Beatles said in Revolution. If you're talking about destruction, you can count me out.
Well, and you and I differ on this Kokesh thing. And to me, what he's doing is he's showing the absurdity of the gun laws in Washington, D.C. by simply doing something that's legal in Virginia. And it would have been really interesting to me if he would have marched up to the line. To the line of that bridge in Washington, D.C., and just stood there. Some people with some guns that are completely legal in Virginia, just standing at the line of, you know, the Virginia-Washington, D.C. line with the police there on the other side that can't do anything because they're not breaking the law in D.C.
So why not call it the Rally for Gun Rights or something like that?
As opposed
to the Final American Revolution.
Did he change the term Final American Revolution? Because as I recall, and I'm certainly no experts here, but as I recall, the term Final American Revolution wasn't used until the video. Is that right or is that wrong?
I think it was prior to that. And I had just watched one of those Adam is a Peaceful Guy featuring Chris Cantwell in the Adam versus the Man studio loading his handgun and also talking about the Final American Revolution. So I don't think it's over.
Well, I don't know whether it's over or not, but I can tell you how it's going to end. If you pick up arms against the federal government, against the state government, against your local government, against a homeowners association, you're going to lose. You're going to lose every single time. That's the end of that particular story. It's not that I'm not willing to do something about it. Let's not forget that I do a radio show 6 nights a week. I've dedicated my life to the ideas of liberty. I think we need to educate before we, do this, big gun activism. And that's the problem with gun activism. It looks scary.
And keep it peaceful and never do the gun activism.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. You can listen to Free Talk Live on more than 120 radio stations around the country, and we do thank them for that. XM, and we're on, I believe, XM, oh, shoot, I probably shouldn't guess the number, 243 this evening. They just changed our numbers recently, so we're on there. And you can listen on XM, you can listen on free-to-air satellite, you can listen online at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got podcasts, live stream, whatever you want. It's listen.freetalklive.com, all as free as we can make them. listen.freetalklive.com. So a good portion of this evening has been about Adam Kokesh and his video where he's loading a shotgun, advocating for the final American Revolution, claiming that it's going to take place on July the 4th, 2014. And a lot of people have called in on it. If you want to call in and talk about it, that's cool. I think I'd rather just go on at this point. I've got here from finance.yahoo.com, a record number of Americans are giving up their U.S. citizenship. The Wall Street Journal reported that 1,130 Americans renounced their citizenship in the second quarter of 2013, more than did so in all of 2012. And 2012, I believe, was a record number at that point, too. More Americans are leaving the United States and renouncing their citizenship than have ever done it before. We can't say who's leaving because it's really not possible to say. And I'd like to point out that this number of 1,130 people that have renounced their citizenship is, if you're an American citizen, you really don't have too much of a reason to renounce your citizenship except for, well, the banking laws, and I'm going to tell you about this law that is making it so some Americans want to do it. But if you're not making $90,000 a year in a foreign country, then you don't have to pay taxes to the U.S. government.
Well, now, if you're a citizen, a U.S. citizen, doesn't that mean that the government can't spy on you?
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
If you read the newspaper, that is pretty ridiculous, yes.
To my surprise, this list of new ex-Americans is publicly available. I didn't recognize any of the names. In a quick scan, this is the author's writing here in the first person from Business Insider. It's Josh Barrow. According to the journal, the surge in expatriation seems to be driven by the upcoming implementation of the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, FATCA. A 2010 law that enforces foreign financial institutions and it forces them to disclose more information to the IRS about Americans' accounts and investments. Starting in 2014, foreign financial institutions, I want you to understand what I'm saying here, people. Businesses doing business outside of the United States are regulated by the United States government and forced to give information. Businesses that will never do business in the United States are forced to give information about U.S. citizens to the U.S. government. Who in the hell do these people think they are? Well, I know who they think they are. It's obvious who they think they are. They think they're kings of the world. If you disagree with my statement that the United States government and its bureaucrats and politicians do not believe that they're kings of the world, please call in at 855-450-FREE and let me know. Because I just don't get, otherwise I don't understand. Yes, there are lots of reasons why the U.S. government would want foreign financial institutions to report information to them. But the U.S. government would want a lot of things from a lot of people who are not its citizens or its businesses or on its soil. And this is the action of an empire. An empire that believes it rules the globe. An empire that believes it can do anything to anyone, anywhere. It's gone after Swiss bank accounts, threatened to incarcerate Swiss bankers for doing Swiss banking business on Swiss soil the way that Swiss banking business has been done on Swiss soil for decades. The kind of banking that was both beneficial to people during World War II and detrimental to people in World War II, but private banking. This is how they did things in Switzerland there. And the idea that the federal government can go in there and just say, we're going to throw people in jail if you don't let us know what our citizens are doing. This kind of sounds like an overprotective parent. A lot of people use parental language in talking about governments.
Paternalism.
And maternalism, too. Mm-hmm. Mother Russia, the fatherland. People will when justifying the actions of governments, refer to the justifications of parents in their houses.
Well, didn't Chris Rock make the statement months back that Obama is like the daddy of the family, the country. And so, what happens when you don't listen to your daddy, you get hurt or something like that.
That sounds pretty accurate as the way they run things in Washington, D.C. and that's what government is. Government wants to be your family. I don't know these people, and my family, if they're my family, is nuts. They're kill crazy, bloodthirsty nuts.
Well, I think the families that I would want to see emulated are the ones that practice peaceful parenting, and I don't see the FedGov doing that.
I don't know any government that does it. And I think that governments around the world, the hierarchy of the state, has been passed down to us, frankly, from the master-servant arrangement in the advent of the agrarian society. I'm not saying the humans didn't fight before agrarianism was created, but then after fighting, now you had a reason to enslave people. Pretty hard to enslave people before that. You're going to run around with us and pick berries. Maybe you could take a woman and say, you're going to be my wife or else, but other than, mass slavery didn't exist until agrarianism when you could put people to work. And that's all it is these people are essentially slave masters. If you don't think they're slave masters, then how is it that they can claim your body and your life when you're not even on their soil? They claim ownership of your soul. That's what they're doing. If I'm a U.S. citizen and I say, and by U.S. citizen what I mean is that they claim me as their subject because there are no citizens. A citizen is a person who owes a duty of allegiance in exchange for an obligation of protection, and the government has no obligation to protect you. They say so. So therefore, you're not a citizen. You're a subject. So I, as a subject of the United States, if I travel to Liechtenstein and I say, I like Liechtenstein, they have good beer, good banking, and good business in Liechtenstein, I shall stay here forever. The U.S. government wants to know from the Liechtenstein banking organizations, what my banking practices are there. Until I tell the U.S. government to take a long walk off of a short pier, as 1,100 people did in the second quarter of 2011 here, then they're going to demand from the Liechtenstein banks their compliance. They don't know. They're claiming to own me. They're claiming to own the banks. If they can force somebody to comply, you are entering into a master-slave relationship.
Now, are they doing? Is the U.S. FedGov doing this because they claim that these people owe them tax money?
Well, the potential is. I mean, if I had a way to do business abroad and hide money from taxes, as much money as I possibly could, to prevent the federal government from getting more money to buy more bullets to put in more people, I would. So, clearly some people are doing it for a variety of different reasons. They may not do it for my more peaceful stance, but some people are. And some people are doing it just because they want to give money to the government. But the United States is one of the very few, and I think it's the only country of note, that demands of its citizens that they pay income tax on money that they don't earn inside of the country. If you are a citizen of Liechtenstein, and you decide, I shall go to Andorra, and I will live in Andorra, Liechtenstein does not demand any taxes from you. Andorra may, because Andorra claims that piece of land, and if you're on that piece of land, your labor belongs to them. As, you know, in the paradigm of the master servant, you're on the plantation.
The tax farm.
Yeah, the tax farm. You're on the plantation. You must work for us. But the U.S. government goes a step further. There are slaves, and if they're on your property, we want some of their income, too. 855-450-FREE. I could be wrong here. Please show me. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We might be able to slip you in here in the final segment of Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Tally.
And now...
Allie.
Allie walked into the studio here in the final segment. I thought I'd put her to work. It's always nice to have you on board,
mind.
Allie.
Thanks, Mark.
So you normally do Friday nights.
That's right.
And you do another show called...
ALP, which is Saturday night from 11 to 1 Eastern time.
And where does one find ALP?
You go to facebook.com/ALP podcast.
There you go. Let's go straight to the calls here. Oh, by the way, when you do your online shopping at Amazon, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. Go there, find the flag that indicates your political geopolitical designation that you happen to reside in. Use that flag and bookmark it. And whenever you do your shopping there at Amazon, shop through that link because it really helps us here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Scott in Toronto. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Well, absolute capital, sir.
Great. Hi, Allie and Tally.
Hey, what's up?
You guys. I've listened to your show for like 3 years, so like you guys, I consider you guys like my friends. I've never called in before. I'm a little nervous, so but I'll try to.
That's what it's like. It's like that because the fact is, you do know who we are. Because you listen to us that much.
Yeah, it's not fair. We don't know enough about
you. But we don't know
you.
Who you are.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. Yeah.
So go ahead.
So anyway, I'm calling from Toronto, obviously, and I just wanted to mention that we have the same tax laws as you guys. Like, I can't
really?
Go... Oh, yeah, I can't go anywhere in this world and make money without paying taxes to the Canadian
Scott,
government.
Are you 100% sure about that? Because I'm familiar with the dollar vigilante, no. Jeff Berwick. And he is Canadian by birth, and I think he's from, like, Oakville or something like that right there. And he told me otherwise. I certainly haven't read anywhere that Canada is one of those places. You were the only person who has ever told
me
this.
I mean, I've had to work in other countries before. I've spent a few years in India, and I've worked for foreign companies. I've worked for Canadian companies abroad, and... And oh yeah, they keep track of everything. So
you're working for like a Canadian company abroad, and you're making money in a foreign.
I mean,
what's that?
Even if I'm not working for a Canadian company abroad, uh-huh. Like what I can't bring money back into this country without expecting to pay taxes on it.
So it's the bringing of the money back in that might be the issue, as opposed
the
to taxing.
The only way around it would be to keep. Money in a foreign bank account. Like, I mean, I don't know if the Canadian government has a sway of the Americans to go and say, hey, we need to look at these banks, but I do have to pay taxes on it.
Okay, so one of the differences here, I've got it. I think I understand the differences now, Scott, let me see if I get it. So if I'm in a foreign country, every dollar I make above $90,000 is taxable at whatever that rate is that they say it's taxable at. Whereas it sounds like every dollar you bring back into Canada is taxable at some rate. Does that sound like a distinction to you?
Well, I guess, but I mean, how can I? Okay, I guess so. I mean, so you're saying if you spend it in another country, if you make it another country and you spend it in another country, then you don't have to pay, then you still have to pay taxes on it, whereas I don't.
That would be the difference, and I think that it's a distinction, but I didn't. This is new information for me, and I'm glad I have it now. I think it does show that other countries do kind of do the same thing, but it's not exactly the same thing.
Is this something that you claim on your tax papers you do every year, or is this when you're on the airplane? Because I've flown internationally before, and when I come back to the States, they make me fill out this form which says, how much do your souvenirs value at?
No, when you fill out your taxes, they don't care where you make the money. On the form, you put exactly how much money you made. It doesn't matter what country you're in. You got to pay taxes on it.
Well, sure. I recommend Bitcoin, Scott. When you go to these foreign countries, you make your money. You buy, with all your leftover money, you buy as many Bitcoins as you can. The Canadian government doesn't have any clue what those things are. And then when you get back, you can access them and do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Excellent. Thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. 855 450 free. It's getting real close to the wire here if you want to squeeze in. And I think it's we were talking here, Allie, about this the story from Yahoo Finance about this new law that's coming into effect here in 2014 called the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. More people, a little over 1,100 people, gave up their U.S. citizenship just in the second quarter of 2013.
Because of this?
Because of this. And that's more people than gave up their U.S. citizenship in 2012 entirely. So in one quarter, more people gave up their citizenship than just the entire year of 2012, which I believe was a record over 2011, too, over the years previous to that, too.
I can understand why. I think that it's scary when you see the restrictions put on leaving and when you do leave, what you can do with your money.
I think that, this prize citizenship that was the U.S. citizenship is losing its value. And this isn't going to be the last law, this Foreign Tax Account Tax Compliance Act. This is not the FATCA. It's not going to be the last intrusive law that makes it so Americans wish they weren't Americans anymore.
It doesn't seem very patriotic to not give the government everything they want.
Right. And the government should get everything they demand. Of course, our representatives have voted on this. So, of course, that's what's the patriotic thing to do.
And then you're supposed to vote for the representatives. And like Obama said, you are the government, so ultimate blame is yours.
How expensive is it? Maybe you just had to fill a lot of forms to revoke your U.S. citizenship.
Well, if the government decides that you're revoking your U.S. citizenship for tax purposes, they can disallow your reentrance into the U.S., period. So you could just basically have a difficult time getting into the U.S. as a non-U.S. citizen.
Okay.
And a lot of people have familial ties here.
Mm-hmm.
I would find it very difficult to not be a U.S. citizen if, for instance, my mother needs some kind of care. She goes from the state of taking care of herself now at 72 or whatever her age is, and at some point in the relatively near future, she's going to go into a state where she cannot take care of herself. How do I handle that if I am a non-U.S. citizen living abroad and can't come back into the country or can only come in when they give me a visa or whatever?
Can you revoke your citizenship based on a conscientious objector thing like people can do in the military?
I think you could. You could say that, the reason I'm choosing not to be a U.S. citizen, Quakers have gone to Costa Rica because they have no standing army and done just that. So I suspect that people, have done that. Yeah, sure. You could do that.
What if you do that and stay? Would they force you out of the country?
You can't give up your U.S. citizenship while being on U.S. soil.
It would. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
You just can't do it. You'd have to get, and you have to take another state's citizenship, another recognized state citizenship. You can't take, I'm trying to come up with the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com is a non-recognized government. U.S. government doesn't recognize them. You can't say, I am a citizen of the Shire Society and I shan't be a U.S. citizen any longer, but I'll stay right here. Thank you very much. That isn't going to happen. If you're not picking a recognized country, you're probably not. I just can't imagine for a second that they're going to let you be a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, it's like you just don't even exist if you don't have a country affiliation.
Yeah. I don't think you could even immigrate legally to, like, North Korea. There's a few Americans. There were a few, and there's, I know, at least one American in North Korea right now. And he left during the Korean War, walked across the DMZ and got to the other side. And I don't know that he's ever been successfully removed from the books simply because, you know, why would they?
Right.
You know, they're not going to take you off their books. They own you. You are, you know, tax cattle as far as they're concerned. Obviously, he's stayed in North Korea and he's, felt he's not sending any money to them or anything like that. So he's effectively not a citizen, but officially, I think he is.
I don't know how people justify taxing people a lot of people justify taxation by saying, well, you receive services that these taxes go to pay for. And
sure.
If you don't live in the country, like you were saying,
you use the roads.
Yeah, you're saying that people, if they make over 90,000, that they have to pay taxes on that.
Yep.
They're not receiving any services if they're not in the States.
That is one of the arguments against this. Some would claim, please don't argue me in the corner as though I'm claiming this. I'm not. Some would claim that, in fact, the U.S. military, specifically the Navy, provides freedom on the open seas and allows commerce to travel around the world, so you wouldn't be able to do that business in that country that you're doing and making God knows how much money that you should be sending back to the motherland if it wasn't for the U.S. taxpayers carrying all that weight.
That just seems like lots of faulty logic going on there.
Well, the state's faulty logic. 855, we're giving you the number now. FreeTalkLive.com for the next 21 hours. That's where you fill your Free Talk Live niche. Post some stories. Talk to folks. It's FreeTalkLive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Allie.
And Allie.
That's right. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you.
Indeed.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Longevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.